Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Alright, let's get this shit rolling. You know, Corey got bedtime.
I got work, bro. I'm not trying to fall asleep at work.
I feel you. So, I don't give a fuck.
What time do you wake up on, like, a regular day?
Me?
Yeah, like, no alarm, just wake
up. No alarm? Yeah. Like, if it was, like a day off?
Yeah, like, you wake up when you want. What time is that?
Like 7-8.
Okay, I can't sleep past 8:30. Like I can't. Like my body won't allow it.
I work late. I work late now. So well, not late, but I don't go to work till either 10, 11, or 12. Uh-huh. So I naturally I wake up because I set my alarm for 8:50, like 9:05.
Okay.
Naturally, I wake up.
I can 100% like sleep past 11.
Okay.
I can.
I haven't done that in a long
time. Yeah, I can't.
Like, I literally have to go to sleep. Time. I have to go to sleep at like 6 in the morning to sleep that long.
Yeah, see, what I do is, like, I sleep intermittently. Like, I'll sleep for, like, 3 or 4 hours, and I'll get up.
Probably that's unhealthy.
It's not healthy. It's a horrible way to live. That's why I'm so fucking tired.
All the time.
I don't sleep. It's 6, 7, 8 hours.
You wake up way more than that. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm dying. Slowly.
Aren't we all?
A little faster.
Because when I went to New York, and when we were in the hotel room, she was like, I had to tap you to make sure you were breathing.
Who?
Who I went to New York with.
You?
Who I went to New York with.
Oh. You?
Nah, she's like, your allergies are so bad.
Oh,
I just feel like you're not breathing. So she was like, I literally woke up and like put my heart on your chest to make sure you're still breathing.
Why? Like,
I had a cup.
Like, she was like, I could just, she was like, I felt like you were struggling to breathe.
I just snore loud.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all already know what the deal is. Boy.
Nigga, I never knew. I never knew what, like, when you hear somebody say they snore, they peel the paint off the wall. This nigga Mike came over my freshman year, and this is the second semester, so I didn't have a roommate. So Mike came through for the weekend, and he slept another day. This nigga snored so loud, I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep.
That's why I tell niggas, I'll be like, yo,
no, that shit was,
you niggas better go to sleep before I
you
do.
Have to.
Because if you don't,
you're not going.
You're not going, nigga. It's like, bitch, you better come. Because when I do, this shit is over.
I just felt like throwing shit over there.
Yeah.
This shit in 3D. Oh, but we say that to say welcome.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast, the greatest fucking podcast in the world,
and
podcast them and known to man and ape. We're here with the visuals again. We're getting spoiling y'all.
Yeah,
nah, we're getting spoiled.
Nah, you're really spoiling y'all. But now we are actually spoiled.
You see this shit?
Do you see this? We got all right. No more of them little snowball microphones.
Yeah.
No. Your hoes, we done got a new Sephora makeup. We got some Fenty now.
Yeah.
And now because we have Fenty, we have value now. Some of you ladies think that because you have Fenty doesn't mean you have like 7 abortions on your back and your pussy hasn't been scooped out like Haagen-Dazs ice cream
on that kill streak.
Yeah. Bitch. You're on a COD a kill streak, bitch. It's like you're camping. You can't camp at the Planned Parenthood, you fucking slut. I say all that to say this. We've upgraded, people.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Listen.
Yeah, nah, this is definitely a surprise.
Listen, this is a super duper surprise. We came down. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what Q's trying to do. Yeah. I don't know.
Y'all know he's trying to get a man.
I don't know if he's trying to get a man. I don't know if he's trying to get his dick sucked. I don't know what he's trying to do.
He might get both.
I don't know if he's looking for the motherfucking not that serious lockjaw session. But he's wilding right now. Because when he came down, it was like he had a big ass Amazon box.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, happy Merry Christmas, niggas.
He said Merry Christmas, and that was it.
Oh. And I was like, oh, it's three microphones. We see us with two. We had technical issues. We'll have the third one.
Yeah, we'll have the third one up.
Next episode. But we had three microphones, got a mixer, if you can see it. Ta-da! And a mixer. And, you know, and we got in shit rolling. So it's looking beautiful.
It's only up from here. And then also, shout out to
Jess.
Jess. For, like, bro, I didn't even know what to say because she just sent it out of nowhere or gave it to us out of nowhere.
Yeah, so I just saw out of nowhere. It was just.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on, man. The guests are just overflowing today.
Our support system is crazy.
It's wild. I didn't even know it's that crazy. We would have to like this. I swear to God. But shout out to Jess. If you want to follow her and get her art, pay her for some shit like this.
She actually sells art.
She's very, very, very good.
She's amazing. Very
you can follow her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Find her on Instagram at Sway with the Brush.
Yeah.
So it's at Sway, SWAYWTHEBRUSH_ Sway with the Brush. So find her. Get her art. It's real dope. Damn. It's fucking
fire. That shit's really lit.
It really is.
So, you know what I mean? The background's coming along.
I told y'all little by little. Next week we'll have.
Yeah, we're built. Listen. We're like we're growers, not showers, around here at the Not This Serious Podcast.
Exactly.
So 2 weeks ago we were a little chode, right? But in about a week or two, we're gonna be Lexington Steel out here. And if you knew what I just said and long who that and was, shout out to you.
Long and strong.
Long and strong. Más fuerte en el cock. You already know, podcast. It's your boy Big Mike. I'm here.
It's LZ. Your boy Corey.
So, gentlemen, you already know Q behind the camera. Say what's up.
Yo.
Jordan is on a massive kill streak, but he's not getting abortions.
He's actually playing a video game. A lot of you.
Yeah.
Playing that game of life.
Life isn't a game, okay? There's so many times you can go to the Hoover factory.
Is that how they do it? They just vacuum?
It's a vacuum.
So. No, I'm not gonna talk about
that. Yeah, we're not. I don't want to get into it because
I've never like went through that with anyone, so I don't even know. Like,
I just had a lot of close calls.
No, I know what I'm doing.
We've never. Yeah, I've never been to the actual doors.
Okay, sips his tea.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hopefully I never have to go through that. I mean, I feel like if I did get somebody pregnant, I think I would tell them to keep it. At this point in my life.
Oh, at this point.
Yeah. Now, if I
would. Depends on who it is.
Yeah, it depends on who it is. But
nah, if it's some rat, I'm telling you, yo.
You better find
the spot or find the stairs.
Hey, yo, I got a rusty coat hanger in the car.
Yeah, bitch.
I'll throw that joint over the stove and I'll do it myself.
Bitch, I got a baseball bat. and you can call me Albert Pujols.
I got a
bitch.
Mean uppercut. That's all we need.
We can call this bitch motherfucking the motherfucking what's they call it? The home run derby. Oh, get that bitch go.
I got a mean right hook.
I have a future. And you are not a part of it. You or that little bastard. It's not a part of what I want to get going, okay? Oh my God. I see
some girl on Twitter the other day snapping on girls who have sex with dudes, like single mothers who have sex with, like they just fucking somebody.
Uh-huh.
And they expect that nigga to take care
of
their child or just like buy them shit.
I enjoyed that.
She was like, stop it.
Stop.
Couldn't be me. I feel like if I was fucking somebody who had a baby or anything. And I'm not that child's father, and we're just fucking, and that's it.
Especially if we're just fucking.
Yeah, nobody.
If you want to get in a relationship, then that's you gotta.
Own up. Yeah. That's the
if you're in a relationship.
Or if you're like serious.
Hold on. Have any of y'all ever dealt with somebody with kids?
Yes, hell no. I have.
You have.
Yeah.
So explain what that's like.
Everything.
Yeah. Poison everything but commit.
All right, you're on to something. Anyway. I actually liked him. The kid, he's like.
I was like, what?
What?
I was like,
huh?
The kid was five.
Okay.
She had a son.
Yeah,
she had a son.
Five.
Yeah, okay. I actually enjoyed hanging out with him. Like, yeah, she was, she never, I respect her for that because she never put me in a situation where she was like, you got to take care of us. Mm-hmm. You know, so that, because she had that attitude, it made me want to be like, all right, the three of us could just go to the movies and I'll take care of
you. Yeah,
because like.
Yeah,
like,
because she didn't push it on you.
But if you like you want some leech right. type shit, that's yeah. where like you get me fucked up.
Yeah, when she's our ass.
Yeah, because I'm going to be gone in a few months anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if I get to an age where I don't have, like, say I'm like 31, 32 and I don't have any kids.
You have to expect
I don't, yeah, you have to expect that. So yeah. I wouldn't mind. But right now, if you have kids, that is a turnoff.
It over completely.
Get away from me.
You having a kid is like you having a fucking club foot. Like you lose, bitch. Men too. Like, you niggas can't be having like sons and shit and daughters and shit. And think shorty's really like a girl who don't have no kids is really gonna be like, yo, my nigga, no.
But that's the thing. They fuck with it.
No. Women
like when niggas have
bitches it. Like shit
no,
that's
no women
clearly
like,
not good.
Taboo. No, women like stupidity. They like
they're like shit. Dumb shit.
No, speaking of stupidity and women and liking dumb shit.
Yes, turn it up, turn it up.
I was gonna talk about the girl that
come on
that staged the kidnapping. Yeah, I wasn't gonna talk about my personal shit. I mean. Shit. Well, I mean, I
thought we were revving the engines.
No, I mean, all right.
Rev the engines? Come on.
Dig into it. Come on.
Tat it up. Tat it up. Tat it up.
All right. So, you know, when, like, you texting somebody, like, and, you know, at this point in my life, I'm not looking for nothing. Like, it is what it is. We're like,
he's only said this for the last 17 episodes.
I've only said this a lot. So, like, texting somebody and then you let them know that, you know, this ain't that. Like, da da da. So, you know, and that person's like, all right, man, cool. That's fine. And then, like, out of nowhere, it's like, yo, you know, this, I'm like, I'm going to just take a back seat. You know, this ain't. You know, I'm just trying to protect myself.
Bitch, you was already in the back seat.
I'm like,
there was no front seat like, for you.
This ain't going to work. I'm like, all right, bet. Nothing was going to work anyway. Like, it's not like that.
We wasn't going there.
Yeah, and then like,
bitch, we was in the, this is what they don't get. Like, yo, I don't think this can work. You was never in the line. Like, you wasn't there.
It wasn't even on the team.
Yeah, it was never that. Like,
we didn't even have tryouts.
Yeah, and then, like.
You just showed up to the gym one day and said, yo, I'm running.
You're just a hang-along. You're just hanging around. I mean,
and then, like, two, three days later, it's like, yo, like, what's up? I'm trying to, like, talk to you. And I'm like, whoa.
Are you? Yo, bitches are so stupid.
And they just caught me off guard.
They're so dumb.
And that's what kills me because they're like, oh, you just be honest. Let me know from the rip.
Yeah, honestly, like, that made me. I try to be very vague with that because I don't know if this person listens or not. I mean, it's my life. I don't care. But. Yeah, it's my life.
There we go.
But,
there we go.
It that made me like realize that. And this is something I've always noticed. Like, women will try to, they think they can change your mind no matter what you say.
Bruh,
like, if I tell you something and that's what it is, you can't change my mind.
They think the power of their vagina just makes stuff happen.
Yeah, and it never even got to that point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I told you what it was. And then when it never turned into that, you try to, like, back up and then come back. I'm like, whoa, like.
And when I say power of vagina, I don't mean the actual, like, sex. It means, like, just the mere just because I'm a woman and because I'm when I've been told in my life that men cannot function without some women or coochie around them in their life, so they'll do anything eventually.
You know why?
Because
that's
I'm
false?
A girl. Because nigga, go
you
ahead.
You know that's false? Because niggas been beaten off since the beginning of time. Nobody fucking, whatever you do, it's not gonna matter because I got a Booker T shit, nigga. Yeah,
like, nigga. You'll never pleasure me like how I can please myself.
Listen, like, nobody touches me like I touch
you. It don't matter. Like, I was texting my boy Chris. I'm like, he's like, yo, women don't realize I can beat off and forget why I was even talking to you.
Yeah. Bro. Now, once I beat off, the text, the
clarity.
The energy in the text messages ain't the same.
He's like, are you all right?
Nah, I don't even care about your day. Like, I go to the gym. Home. Hey, beautiful. go to one word section. Hey, beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, you like, what's up? Like, what's up? Send a hand emoji. Yeah. That's it. Like,
yo.
I don't even need you.
Yeah, man. Like, but yeah.
This shit is 100 emojis.
100 emojis. Like,
start calling her bro.
Yeah, what's good, bro? But not like women. Yo, you just fam. whatever is on somebody's mind, like, you really can't. You're not gonna change it. Like, if a nigga don't want to be with you, you're not gonna change that. Like, more than likely, you're not gonna change it.
That,
like,
that goes off to what I said last week, when like people just romanticize possibilities,
yeah,
without looking in reality.
Exactly.
Like, look at your actions. I never showed you or said that I wanted anything serious with you.
Yep.
But you let your mind wander
exactly
onto some possibilities. Exactly. And now you're getting mad at me.
Yeah.
But I'm not meeting up to those possibilities.
Exactly. And I especially if those were my exact words from the jump.
Yeah.
I never said, yo, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, it's like, I'm a very upfront person.
It's like, you spend, like, your whole day, it's been, like, most of your life in fantasy land, and then when you come back to the real world, be like, yo, why don't the horses have horns and wings?
Now I'm
because unicorns don't exist, bitch. We live in the fucking real world, like, no. Fucking goof.
And what, now he's the bad guy because he's lived up to what he said he was?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's, yeah, women are confusing.
They're not confusing. They're stupid. Yep. They're stupid. They are stupid. You are stupid. Hey.
I can't believe women still listen to this podcast.
Hey. Like, No. This is why they listen.
They listen for the truth. They want to know.
Because it's the truth.
They want to know.
Because I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm
not getting nothing from you.
I'm not fucking you. I don't need to lie to you. And even the woman that my girl, I'm the same way. I'm not calling her stupid because that's disrespectful.
It is.
But we had these conversations because she acknowledges it. She told me the other day, she was like, you know what? You be calling us out like when how we be on our dumb shit. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. She's like, because they know why, when they're doing it.
She's like, but you know why you cook a lot? I was like, why? She's like, because you let, even though we're dumb and you know that, or, like, we have, like, our stupid ways sometimes. You let us rock.
Yeah.
You let us cook.
Because you're still a woman. I'm still
just like a man has an ego.
Yeah.
A woman has an ego, too.
Exactly. You gotta let it
So you can't just stamp them out in public all the time when they on their dumb shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is for private. And you have the private conversations like, yo, ma, babe, you know when I ask you where you want to eat, 17 times, and you say you don't like any of the same things, but then you knew what you wanted in the first place. Why are you making that conversation longer than it was? Like, just things like that.
Yeah.
Like, so, why do you do that?
I don't know. It's just little stuff with women.
When you have the little conversations, I know as a man, it's like, why the fuck am I talking this to this fucking brick? But you have to. Because, like, it's like training a dog. Whoa, you gotta stick your nose in it. You gotta stick their nose in the dumb shit. What do you do when a dog shits on the floor?
You stick your nose in it.
Now, what do you do when a girl says some dumb shit to you?
Say it back to her slowly.
And that's called what? Sticking her nose in it. Like, you know how dumb you sound? Look how dumb that fucking sounds.
Look how dumb you sound.
But you do it with love and respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm just basing it down.
I'm saying
sticking up in its most basic and simplest terms.
We definitely got three different levels here. I think I'm like bottom, like easy. Mike, you're probably intermediate. This nigga is like expert.
See, me, I'm horrible, but I have love and respect behind. This nigga's just awful.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
this nigga's just Beelzebub. That nigga is Satan.
Yeah, he is the right winger of toxic niggas.
Yeah, that nigga's MAGA.
I think
for women,
like, when I look back on like old arguments, I might have been telling the truth, but it's just like how I go about it.
You gotta
say it in the right way because women.
I don't do that.
Women are sensitive, and a lot of times they can't handle what they dish out. So you have to learn how you talk to people.
Yeah,
and that's something that I had to learn from my last relationship, like, because I can't talk crazy to, like, you just can't do that.
And it sounds so demeaning when I say stuff like this, but I feel like I get it a lot from my experience with working with kids.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it like that, and it sounds crazy, and everybody, I know a lot of the lady listeners, when they hear me say, "Mike, you don't hear me, blah, 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 blah." But it is like, when you talk with kids, you gotta over-explain.
Yeah.
And sometimes with women, you gotta over-explain, because, not because they're dumb like kids, but because women have such active thoughts, they're so smart. They're too smart because their brain works on 1,010 and they're thinking of possibilities and things and situations that aren't even there. So you got to over explain and cover all your bases plus 7 extra bases just to be sure.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. But we still love y'all.
No, we do not say that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm still cool or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. Just shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
And stop being stupid.
And stop faking your kidnappings. How about we do that?
There's been too many actual kidnappings for this to take place. So if you haven't heard, I want to get the timestamp.
Yeah.
It's a little harder now. Like,
it is. Yeah, I'm letting them rock.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get it together next week. But if you haven't heard, there's a little girl in Brooklyn.
There's a video and everything.
So this is the first time that a kidnapping was actually caught on tape like this. So when people saw it, it was very shocking. Like, it was disgusting. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I never want to see that again.
And I'm so glad that I did it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. I did.
I watched it. I saw it.
But, like, I saw it, but I didn't comment on it because I was like, let me just wait. Because, I don't think that you should be commenting on things that are just fresh because you don't know all the details.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just, like everyone else, I assumed it was real because why would you not? It just looked so crazy, and it's been happening so often. So this little girl, her name was Carol. What's her last name? I don't know. Her name's Carol. Yep. Carol the Dummy.
Carol Sanchez.
So Carol the Dummy, right? So Carol.
Carol the Dingus.
Carol the McDingus, right? So she was walking with her mom. It looked like it was probably sometime in the evening. It was black and white, I think, so you couldn't really tell. But they were walking, and then, like, this van just, like, kind of, like, passes by them, and then two niggas just jump out and grab her and literally take her from her mother, jump in the truck, and just, like, drive off. So this video went viral, like, in the matter of hours. So it was all over the place. Celebrities are, like, tweeting it and putting it on Instagram and sharing it. It was all over the Shade Room, Baller Alert, World Star, everything. It was all over the place. Massive Amber Alert. Like, yo, they have to find this girl. So then a few hours later, they actually found her. They found her. So I'm like, didn't hear how. I'm just like, oh, damn, they found her? Like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Like, thank goodness. Like, they actually found this girl. And then shortly after they find her, they're like, so it looks like there's some holes in the story. I'm like, what the fuck? So apparently this girl has staged her own kidnapping because her mother was strict. This is the original story that came out. Her mother was strict and she wanted to move back to Honduras. So the mother was actually planning on moving back to Honduras with Carol the Dummy. So that's the original story that comes out. And then, like, I think today, a story comes out saying that Carol, the 16-year-old dummy, was actually in a relationship with a 23-year-old Crip.
Yeah.
That's her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend.
Which is like,
and he was one of the people that actually, like, kidnapped her, fake kidnapped her.
What's good with you New York Crips, man?
It's not New York Crips. It's just New York niggas in general. We spoke about this before. Them niggas in their 20s date teenagers.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
That shit is weird.
You're not even really a Crip.
Literally kidnapping. He kidnapped her before this kidnapping. Like, this shit is just crazy. So, I saw a report saying that she probably won't go to jail. She's only 16. But the niggas that actually, like, kidnapped her,
they're gonna go to prison.
That's sad. That's fucked up.
Because they're grown as fuck. So, y'all went along with this?
You're 23, bro. You're
23.
You're functioning.
You went along? You're 23. That is a college graduate.
Even you went along with that? Even you having sex with her, he could.
Crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah, it's all wrong.
Crime. T.I.'s like, check her hymen.
Expeditiously.
Check that shit. Like, yeah. So these niggas are probably going to go to jail. Nothing's probably going to happen to Carol. Now, what's really going to be sad is if they look into her mom and her family, and if somebody's undocumented, they're getting in the fuck out of here. They're going to Honduras. All right, forever. So
they're going on a one-way MAGA Express.
Straight there.
Shout out to ICE.
Yeah, shout out to ICE.
They taking them with a fucking ICE railroad. Yeah.
Oh man.
So, thanks, Obama.
Yeah, right. But they're probably gonna end up going back to Honduras. Either that, she's gonna be grounded for the rest of her life like a fucking dummy. So
She embarrassed her family.
She really embarrassed like people of color. Because it's already hard enough to get people to believe
this. It's like people have sympathy for her.
Yeah, nigga. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. And now it's all fake. Another Juicy Smollett.
Because you,
another because, Brother Nature.
Because you wanted to run around with Fivio Foreign.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can rest in the Brooklyn Crips.
I can't.
Please.
Yeah, what do y'all think is gonna come of this?
Nah, the bitch going to Honduras. Fast. You better not drink the fucking water.
Yeah, about that. I feel like that water ain't safe.
She's done.
She is done.
If she was scared of going to Honduras before, she's definitely going to Honduras now.
Yeah.
1,000. She might go to Super Honduras.
Yeah. But honestly, it's 2019. She could become like, she could get clout off of this.
Super clout.
Yeah, but like, how
she
much?
Probably has mad followers on Instagram.
We're not even gonna talk about this next week.
This is done.
We're not, right. But
she can't.
You know, people like just gravitate to that type of shit.
She's too young to make anything of this.
Yeah.
If she was 18, she could probably do like a kidnapping theme OnlyFans. And I might buy.
A kidnapping.
Where she get like some Brooklyn Crip niggas to kidnap her.
Yeah. She's 16 though.
But I know, I'm saying if she was 18, she could get this off. Yeah. But she's not. So
that's,
yeah. Well, 16, what do you do? Rap, maybe?
I don't know how they found her. They never really said. They were just like, yeah, she's found safe. So I'm sure there is a report somewhere saying that where she was found, but I didn't really look into it. Not too much longer later, they were like, she was lying. I was like, oh fuck.
They was in there interrogating her for 8 minutes and they cracked this dumb bitch.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
Son, that's like the girl in my school. I told her about that, right? When there was a they had a protest. There was obviously a police shooting.
She did like a fake terrorist threat.
This girl organized.
I remember that shit.
She organized.
That was funny.
I got low key famous for that.
Yeah, she organized a protest on campus and then went to the computer lab and tweeted out fake tweets.
What a fucking dummy!
Of somebody threatening the protest.
What a fucking
that she
dummy.
Put together.
What an idiot.
It was the dumbest shit
what
ever.
An what so an idiot. What an idiot you must be.
Niggas is on campus hot. Like, oh my God. Like, yo, there's racist people here and da-da-da. Like, they're trying to, like, it's just a protest. It's peaceful, da-da-da. Whole time it was her tweeting. They traced that shit right back. Hell yeah. She
probably misused her university email as a login.
I think she got logged up for a little bit. Like, she didn't do nothing.
As she should.
Right. That shit is crazy.
As she motherfucking should.
Like, don't be out here lying, man. Like, you ain't doing nothing to help anybody. So, what the hell is this?
You saw that, right? Snow warning.
Snow squall?
What the fuck is a squall?
Sudden whiteouts, icy roads.
What the fuck is a whiteout?
Whiteout, like it's snowing like a motherfucker, like you can't see.
Oh, shit. I'm about to sleep on your couch, Elsie.
Dog.
It's not snowing here, though.
It's not here, though.
North Jersey.
But it's for everyone. Did y'all got the alert, right?
I got the shit. Yeah, just now.
Oh man,
I wonder.
But that's crazy. Cause first of all, Jersey weather people are never right anyway.
No,
so bro, you know it snowed today while I was at work.
Yeah, it was snowing.
It snowed for like 19 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is. Yeah.
Hey, fuck the weather.
You good, Q? Oh, okay. Exactly 20. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
There go your phone. Dog, this shit. I've been waiting for snow though. Like,
yeah. Nah, I'm just trying to get out of work.
Yeah. I said, you got a state job, so like,
yeah, that
niggas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So everybody be safe out there. And yeah. By the time this drops, the whiteout will probably be over by then. But
yeah. What else? Oh yeah, before we never got to it for a couple weeks now. because there's just so much shit going on in this podcast. Mm-hmm. But we want to say, say the RIP to Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Very tragic. Somebody so young.
Yeah.
Sorry that he felt like he needed it. Well, I mean.
Nah.
I don't feel sorry.
I didn't.
Nah.
We're making a turn.
Nah.
I mean, we're being honest.
Here's why. I'm going to be honest. Because of the way things happen.
100%.
I feel like he shouldn't have, like.
I don't want anybody to die.
But the situation itself, I can't.
No. I wasn't even referenced to the situation.
Oh, you just mean another.
I'm talking about just him being in that lane, like where he wanted to just be in that drug space in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever led him to
that. He literally thanked Future for introducing him to lean.
Which is crazy.
That was a wild. And it was like.
That's another topic.
That's crazy. That's not even a rumor. That's like actually true. Like,
yeah, that's quoted.
I'm like, fuck.
So, you know what? Let's get into that. Mm-hmm. Do rappers have a responsibility?
No.
For what they promote in their music?
It depends on how old you are, I would say.
You think so?
Yeah, because if like there are grown ass men saying that, then you're weird and you just like you don't think for yourself, in my opinion. But like if you're a 13-year-old kid.
So, but what if you're a grown ass man and you live that life? Like that's
your life.
That's your life. Is drugs. Like your life that's
And cool. There's a lot of people that live
that's the space that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but like if you're doing drugs, which I feel like a lot of people do, if you're doing drugs to like brag about it, like look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's
oh yeah. Doing. Like if you want the niggas just like, yo, watch me pop perky, pop perky.
Not even that. Head, like if like because I know you guys see it too, but mm-hmm. if you see that one guy, and I just saw it, that all he posts about is just smoking weed, or he just takes pictures of the weed he has.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you're just smoking because you want other people to see that you're smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like the corniest shit in the world.
Like
if you're gonna do what you gotta do, do it.
Yeah. But some people just like to be seen. Some people like attention like that.
Yeah.
I don't think rappers owe anybody anything.
They don't.
I don't feel like it's not Future's fault that people do shit. Like I love 21 Savage. I don't kill niggas.
Yeah, but Future, you know, like, said he don't be using drugs like
he
that.
He said he doesn't use it like that. Yeah,
because he said if I did, I'd be a fucking junkie.
Yeah, which he would be. But, I mean, I can't blame rappers for anything because rappers, most of the time, they're talking about shit they've done or some shit that they've seen or something that's happened in their,
Let me play devil's advocate. Well, because, all right, they're rappers, right?
Huh?
But shouldn't they be, they are aware of the impact they have.
Which is a big one.
Mm-hmm. So, because most rappers have a big impact and they should be aware of that, shouldn't that, like, that be conscious to them? Like, all right, I have this big platform. I reach these amount of people, especially kids.
Mm-hmm.
Should I, like, be a little more responsible in what I'm saying?
No, because if I'm going to say, because if that's what got them on, if that's how they got famous,
I can't fault them.
If they got famous for rapping about shooting niggas, they're going to do that regardless. The only person I've heard so far actually speak out about it and say I'm not doing that no more is Meek. Even though I think he still does it. He said he wasn't going to do it anymore, but I don't think he even talks about guns as much. But I don't know. I feel like if that's how you got famous and that's what got you on, then I can't fault you.
Mm.
It just depends on if people, a lot of times people can't think for themselves. And that doesn't mean these rappers have to think for them.
I agree.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that are just very good.
I feel like that's up to your parents, whoever's in your household, whoever's instructing you, guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, also true.
Like, yo, bro. These rappers, these athletes, whoever, these people, role models, whatever, celebrities,
yeah,
they shouldn't have to be your fucking like examples and parents too.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have to be.
But I feel like it's only like that in our culture though.
How you figure? What do you mean our culture? American like, culture, black culture?
No, black culture. Because like if you like, I'm not sure because I don't listen to like rock and roll or anything like
that. Oh, you don't because them niggas they get
to it too. No, they do it too. But is it like do white people do it?
Yeah,
like,
nigga.
Do you think white people do that?
Yeah, yes.
I could be
just
wrong.
Like that whole EDM rave.
Oh hell yeah.
Scene.
Oh, that scene is drunk.
Shit, like you know what I mean?
They're
like,
strung out for real.
They be on the Molly.
Yeah, but you know, so that's like, party drugs.
So that's what it is like.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's all in the music industry. I don't think it has any bearing on doing on like a specific race or group of people, but I definitely see how
it affects.
how it affects people, and like especially younger people. And it's a shame that him as a young man had to be in that drug space and like felt like he needed to be in that space at such a young age, man, that he couldn't cope with life, or whatever part of his life or whatever brought him to that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, you gotta remember a lot of these young rappers, it's all about clout and it's all about looking cool, mm-hmm, and it's all about like seeming like you do cool shit. So I don't know. It's just the new.
He was actually talented.
He was very talented, which is the craziest part. Like, even though he made kind of like the mumble rap thing,
right?
He could actually rap. Like, he could freestyle, which is very uncommon these days. Like, he could freestyle off the top of his head for hours. Like, seen him do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very unfortunate situation. But if you didn't hear what actually happened, he was on a plane, and apparently, you know, it was a private jet, but it was rented. So he was, you know, it wasn't his. So I don't know if it was tipped off by the pilots before they took off or during the flight.
It was during the flight.
During the flight. But either way, the feds knew that this man was on the plane with guns, drugs, and whatever else they had. The feds were already building up a case against him last month anyway. So he was going down whether, you know, he got caught that night or caught 6 months from now. The feds got a case on you, you're probably going down. So they had found out that the feds were waiting for them when they would be landing. So, like, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking, but this man, Juice WRLD, just started eating the pills that he had. So he ate, I don't know how many exactly he ate, but
Too damn many.
He started convulsing immediately. He had a seizure immediately. He was 21. So a 21-year-old having seizures is not... That's not natural if you don't have epilepsy or something like that. So he had a seizure, and I think he like basically died on the plane. Like there was just no chance. Like he just he like basically like overdosed
right
on the plane, right
on
there
on the spot, probably.
On the spot. So
and then you got people saying like, "Oh, it's the pilot's fault."
Yeah, like, it's bro, the pilot's.
They try to blame. They were like, "Oh, this is why people need to mind their business and stop snitching and da da da."
No,
bro,
he didn't snitch because he doesn't abide by those rules.
He's a pilot.
He's a stop. Let's stop.
Corey, Corey, explain this, please.
He's a corporate pilot. He's doing his job, and it's not even the drugs that threw him off. You brought a gun in a pressurized cabin. And the gun wasn't registered, so 9 times out of 10, you're not even trained to carry that gun. If that gun goes off, everybody's dead. Not only is everybody dead in that plane, the people that are on the ground where that plane crashes, they're dead too.
Yep.
So, like, how are you going to fault him for doing his job?
Because you want to bring a gun on a plane.
Yeah, this isn't a
fucking
Uber,
nigga. What the fuck is going to do to you on the sky?
Yeah. Like,
huh?
Like, bro, this ain't an Uber.
Nigga has 70 pounds of weed in his luggage.
What do you need 70 pounds of weed?
70 pounds. Yeah,
bro, you're Juice WRLD. You can get weed in every city.
Anywhere.
You are, like, yeah, you're Juice WRLD.
Man.
What the fuck do you need to, like, why? Get weed when you land.
When you land. So
you can literally get 70 pounds when you land.
And, like, but again, like, they just do stuff just to take pictures, just to look cool, just to flex, just for clout. And the shit is just dangerous, man. Like, if you, like, that's why a lot of people who do that shit is fake. But when you try to do it for real, it just, it'll never end well. And, like,
ever.
There's been
it
way
never
too
does.
Many young rappers that died.
It never does.
There's way too many young rappers that died just from recklessness.
Stupidity, bro.
Man. Just,
it just sucks because he didn't really get to, like, live life yet. He was 21.
He's too young.
He was a kid.
He's a kid, so.
R.I.P.
to that man.
R.I.P. to Juice WRLD.
Yeah, man.
You know, watch yourself out here, man. Don't. If you don't have to take drugs.
Yeah, man.
If you don't have to take drugs, don't take
it's
drugs.
There's no need, man.
If you don't have to do drugs, don't do drugs.
Even if you're going to do it, bro, just stick to the weed.
If you're going
to
do drugs, yeah, stick to the weed. I mean, if you do whatever else you do, I mean, I guess try to be safe with it.
Don't do that shit.
Don't do it. Don't.
Because what the fuck do you need it for?
Yeah, you don't gain it.
If we can't fix it,
then you need help. You need serious help.
Go talk to somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you have enough money to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Damn, man. You hate to see it.
It's terrible. Sad.
R.I.P. to that man.
What else? What did we say we was going to talk about?
Tekashi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to stick to rappers, yeah. So, Tekashi. He's a fucking idiot. So Tekashi 6ix9ine was supposed to get out today, actually. Yeah. Judge looked at that nigga and was like, nah,
got another year.
Yeah, you're gonna get another year. So they sentenced him to 24 months, 5 years extensive like parole or whatever it is, and then 300 hours of community service. But he gets time served. So 24 months, he already did 13 of them. So he just has a year left. Exactly. Which is literally still a slap on the wrist compared to what them other niggas that he snitched on got. Because they're not coming home.
I think like the minimum one of them got was like 15 years.
Yeah. So you're done. Your life is ruined. So apparently Tekashi already has like a podcast lined up. He's going to get out and start making money. And the craziest part about all of this.
Is he on the podcast or the podcast about him?
It's his podcast. It's
his podcast. He's the host.
They already had it.
Jesus Christ in heaven. Are you kidding me?
You just woke up or something?
Yeah, I was getting top of.
Oh, you working?
No.
Oh, look at you. Oh, I got it like that.
I for free.
Oh, the birthday boy. Voila.
It's a baller. Yeah, right. But the craziest thing about.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Happy belated, man.
Happy belated, Blair. Thank you.
What was I saying? Oh, the craziest thing about the whole 6ix9ine case recently.
Oh yeah, this nigga guys who we were just talking to off mic and off camera.
Oh yeah,
that's Elsie's little brother, aka Pussy Man Supreme Blair. Just recently celebrated a birthday, so ladies, send your panties to at Blair Elsie.
Shout out to that man. Nigga said, "Woo, Blair." Yeah. The craziest thing recently that happened with this whole Tekashi thing, other than him getting sentenced, this nigga's dad shows up in court. Hasn't seen this nigga in years. Apparently, Tekashi breaks down crying in court. And now his dad is getting like interviews and shit, and he's trying to like repair the relationship that they had. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's just adding to the story. So now, when Tekashi gets out, him and his pops are probably gonna have a reality show on Wii.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
And yeah, he's gonna go by Daniel.
Yeah.
And you know that'll be that. So I don't know. The story's pretty bizarre. It definitely sounds like some shit out of a movie. But yeah, Tekashi will be out in 2020, even though we thought it'd be sooner. You know, he honestly doesn't deserve to get out sooner, but whatever. So him and Bobby Shmurda will be getting out in the same year. So it's going to be an interesting year for New York. So shout out to them niggas, I guess.
I struggle with all of this. Don't mind part of my... I struggle with all of this. How is this nigga just finessing this system like this? How is he doing this?
By telling. He told on everybody. And apparently he was the last nigga to snitch, too.
Who's Tekashi?
Yeah. Because they already had the driver. They said other people snitched too. That didn't really matter.
You gotta understand, they have to do that for him because they have to show the benefits of snitching, the feds.
Yeah.
So, because if they don't give him a slap on the wrist and they give him like 10 years, it's gonna be like, oh, see, it wasn't worth snitching. So, people aren't gonna, you're creating a situation where people don't wanna snitch.
Yeah.
So, if you give him a slap on the wrist,
maybe you should tell.
Yeah. But then again, the feds have a 97.8 conviction rate. So, niggas is just telling.
So, that's why. Telling, nigga. Because they already know anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They just want more information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. If you're ever in a situation where you need to snitch, snitch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you no different. Yeah. I am pro-snitch.
Yeah, we are pro-snitching.
We are pro-snitchers. Snitch all you want. You will never see me telling a nigga to stop snitching. Yeah. Because live your life, nigga. Don't go to jail for nobody else but yourself.
Yeah, literally. Like,
so you only get one life. You got one life.
I'm supposed to care about the fucking opinion of other niggas.
Yeah, don't go to jail just because you're a real nigga.
You don't even have credit.
Shut up. A real dummy. All right? Don't go to jail just for clout. Don't go to jail.
For some niggas.
Yeah, don't go to jail. Especially if them niggas not going to jail because you're going to jail.
Your credit score is 450.
Couldn't be me. Fuck out of here. What? Oh, my God. No.
Fuck out of my face.
I would snitch and tell them to fix my credit. I'm like, yeah, I'll snitch. All you got to do is fix my credit. I don't want nothing else. This is going to be like, shit, all right, nigga. I'll snitch, but give me a dinner with Jay-Z.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Don't give me $70,000. Yeah. Give me a dinner with Jay-Z.
Yeah, I just need one dinner with Jay-Z.
Because he's going to unlock the coast of life.
Yeah, he's going to unlock it.
Did you guys see the one where it was like, he turned down like the $70,000 for dinner with Jay-Z? And it's like, how'd you make your first million? He's like, selling drugs.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Word. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. Shout out to them dumb niggas.
That's fascinating.
What was that like?
Speaking of that, Jordan, who was the dude you posted that had dinner with Jay-Z?
Keem.
Who is he? Is he from Jersey?
I forget where he's from.
Oh, okay. It was a little rapper I seen. And he was very fun. Shout out to him. He had literally at dinner with Jay-Z, and it just made me think of that. Like, is he really gaining anything?
Not a goddamn.
I hope the food was good.
Yeah, that's
all I was getting. He's getting nothing but a free dinner.
Literally at a dinner table with Jay-Z. That was it. So I don't know if he's getting signed. I don't know if he. I guess it's a power move. I mean, you can go out to dinner with anybody. Really, like
it's not like he's getting rich. Vegan.
Ew, boring. So yeah, fuck that.
Is he a vegan? Yeah, he is. Him and the whole family is.
Beyonce is a vegan.
Yeah, they don't eat meat. They stopped eating meat years ago. He said.
She eat this meat. Beyonce fine as hell.
She was looking good as hell that black dress. Diddy's birthday.
Beyonce is so fucking tough, bro. Exactly. Oh man, that woman's fine. I don't care.
Even she gets cheated on. None of you bitches are safe.
Yeah, right. When Beyonce got cheated on, I know y'all world shattered.
Yeah.
What about Beyonce got cheated on by Jay-Z?
You,
ma'am.
You, sis.
You watching us right now? Me looking at you, looking at you.
Humble yourself.
Or not safe.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Not in a million years.
You, with the fucking when you with the pussy's darker than the rest of your body. Oh, you remember light skinned bitches? Don't you light skinned bitches know when your fucking coochie's mad brown and your skin's yellow? Yeah, you bitches. You look like a fucking giraffe. Yeah? You hoes. You giraffe coochie hoes. Yeah, you're getting cheated on.
Speaking of cheating.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done with these leopard hoes. Chester Cheetah. You're getting cheated on. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Did y'all see what Offset got for his birthday?
Oh, my God. Yo.
Yes.
Yo. Cardi B gave this nigga $500,000 cash.
Hey.
What a reward.
What a reward for treating your wife like shit.
Reward for cheating.
We all have to start cheating.
Dude, this nigga is a Yeah, honestly, you might as well start cheating. If you're not cheating, honestly, you're not getting nothing.
You're not getting nothing.
You're not gaining nothing. Brother, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, babe.
Go ahead, brother. Get them rocks off, brother. You might earn yourself some money.
You want that bread or not, buddy?
You want the money or not?
No, if that's the bread, I got a celiac disease. One of my exes had that shit. That shit was trifling. Yeah.
What is that? When you're allergic, she was allergic to bread.
Just can't eat bread. Wow. You can't eat wheat.
Sucks to be you.
Nobody ever slipped up. Out of the money and everything's like, oh.
Yeah. She always had to eat salads.
Yeah.
All this fucking bread.
Give her some croutons. Just shut up.
Sometimes you piss you off to steal some croutons.
Yeah. Fuck your ass. Fuck. The croutons?
Get
him a fish. Oh, man. Shoving her mouth.
And I saw something today. She was like, Offset could give, he could get $500,000 because he could give her $500,000. I was like, boo.
What?
Fun's over. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Women are dumb. I'm sorry. Y'all are fucking
That's
stupid.
That's the logic.
If that, listen.
That's the logic.
Man, Offset did all of that. Literally. Honestly, I don't think
Offset went on a cheating marathon.
I don't think Cardi realizes this nigga. First of all, let's start with the engagement. The nigga didn't even get down on one knee.
Hold on, is that banging there?
Nah, it's, I drank it.
Oh,
sorry.
Shit.
Drink some more alcohol.
Drink some Bang, y'all. If y'all haven't had Bang, this is the Purple Haze flavor. This is amazing.
What's that taste like?
Purple Haze.
Yeah,
It's just like great.
Okay,
it's really good. Let's start with the engagement. The way he proposed to her. The nigga didn't even squat. Like, he didn't even get on the knee.
That nigga said, hey,
he didn't even say, will you marry me? He just looked at her with the ring.
I
was just like, Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Paulie, we doing
trying to do this marital bond shit?
At a concert. I think it was at Powerhouse in Philly, if I'm not mistaken. So then that happened. And then he's had multiple... This nigga, recently, the nigga was in somebody's DMs and then got on... And who was it? 6ix9ine baby mom. 6ix9ine baby mom. Shout out to Benny Bates from Jersey. He was fucking with her for a minute. Was in her DMs and then tried to get on Twitter and tweet some gay shit and act like he was hacked.
Yes, he's yeah. like, I what? Like balls.
Yeah, that yeah.
was the most. Dick in my mouth.
Oh, my fault, y'all.
Very I was hacked.
I was hacked.
Word.
Nigga, that was you.
Yeah.
Penis in my mouth.
I like boys.
He was like,
it was like the most.
He was gay. Like, yeah, that's gay enough.
Yeah. That sound gay to y'all? Sound good to me.
As a man, I also find other men sexually attractive.
Like, nigga, what?
Definitely not me.
So, Cardi, for this nigga's birthday, gave him $500,000. Not only did she give it to him, she put it in an empty refrigerator and just opened it with $500,000 in it. There's no hope for y'all.
Cheating niggas get it so good.
Cheating niggas.
The good guys always finish last.
Yeah,
they always
cheating niggas get Cardi. Cheating niggas get fucking Beyonce.
Yeah.
God, fuck. And then niggas who live by the wives, I mean, get cheated on by Solange with some white dude. So, like, don't win. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
You don't win.
And they get arguments.
They get arguments.
They get nagged.
Oh, man. See, but we know our worth. That's the crazy part. If you cheat on a dude, trust me, that nigga's out of there. You feel me?
Every time.
Not staying. She's a whore. That's how that's going to end. You're a slut. I'm gone.
What about that dude? Pull up that dude who you don't want to end up like. The dude from Instagram?
Who?
The video you showed.
Oh. The pussy. Oh.
So, I don't know who this man is, but apparently he must have been fucking with some joint who had the firebox. This man was literally in her DMs crying. Now, this could not be me. Let me spawn this video.
He was throwing up in the video.
Literally, like, gagging. Like, you know, when you got your ass beat so bad, you were just, like, fucking, like, like, from tears.
He just gave up.
He did that. So, here it is.
I'm doing this, bro. I haven't did shit all...
Oh, I'm sorry.
A day, bro. You play you no matter what, bro. I don't...
That nigga convulsed.
He did that through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Facebook, first of all, Facebook needs to be shut down. If any app needs to go, it's that one. But this nigga was just fucking wildin'. Yo, oh man. Y'all ever went crazy like that with
dude?
No.
I could never.
No.
I'm sure you have.
High school. Mm-hmm.
High school.
Over the chick who was here last episode.
Oh man, you was in the DM.
You was like, that's different. <bro.
laughs> Hold on, hold on, wait. Just
I never fake threw up.
Bro, please, bro.
He's gagging. This nigga literally acted like he was throwing up from crying.
That nigga had a fucking tummy ache.
Oh, man. What is wrong with these niggas, bro? Listen, man. Respect yourselves. Don't be out here making
Because nobody will if you don't.
Nobody will if you don't.
Please, bro. I wish he would have pooped himself for a fact. Just to top it all off.
Oh, I need a mess. Bleed, baby. Come back and clean me up. It's everywhere, baby. It's down in my socks.
My chest.
I'm like, calm fucking down, Forrest Gump. Get your fucking shit together, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with niggas, man?
It's in my sock. It's on the back of my leg, baby. Breathe.
Nah, that, yo, that reminded me one time when I had the stomach virus, bro.
Oh, man.
And I had the shit and diarrhea at the same time.
I've never had that.
Wait, you throw up and you got shit at the same time?
Yeah.
No, man. I had that. You got to choose which one.
Yo, that hasn't happened to me. Let me knock on wood. Was that the wedding?
Yes, that.
You have great memory.
Yeah. That was that.
First of all, nobody has better memory than the people that actually listen to this podcast. Yeah, yo. If another person messaged me, they're like, yo, when y'all said this, I was crying. Nigga, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know nothing. That was the second time that happened.
Give me a
That's
time
happened
scale.
To me twice.
Really?
But yeah, bro, that shit is trash. Yo, that wedding, that's why I never.
Nigga was at the wedding with the shits.
Bro, I was at my mother's wedding with the ultimate shits.
This nigga had Ebola.
I think I did, bro. I had gangrene in my ass.
Nigga had malaria.
I had the bubonic poop plague, bro, in my fucking booty hole. In my booty hole. Nigga, I had the doo doos. The doop dukes. I had the squeak squops. My ass and mouth.
Oh, my. Wait, Corey, you said that happened to you too?
Yeah, I was like maybe like 11 and I had a stomach virus.
And it was hitting you both ways?
Yeah, so like I was like, oh, I gotta take a shit. But then as I'm like running to the bathroom,
I feel like you're shitting your mouth somehow.
Anyway,
you shit your mouth. Fucking long. What? This? Mom!
Wait.
Mom!
So I was like,
help!
I'm running to the bathroom, but I'm like gagging. So then I just pretty much put my head in the toilet and shit on myself.
Well,
like you didn't know what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Now hold on. So you're in that choice, what choice do you make?
Yeah, which choice do you make?
Do you poop and throw up on the floor, or do you throw up?
Going
in the thing
back,
and
I would have shit and then just threw up.
Yeah, I would have.
Nigga just like. You're throwing up and shit at the same time, bro. Please. Bro, please.
Baby, please.
Yeah, it's never happened. Oh, man. I think if that was me, I would probably shit in the toilet and then throw up in front of me.
Yeah.
If I had to choose.
Because then you could probably, like,
you can clean
yourself.
That up.
You can maneuver your
throw up in the tub.
Maneuver your
shit. I say the tub, for me, the tub is over
to
the left.
Shit in the tub.
So, like, you, like, shit. Like, in the tub.
Do you hope it's projectile? And just like fucking
that's when it's dangerous.
The water coming out.
Yeah, when it's when.
Oh
you,
yeah, no.
When you got the water.
Yeah, when
the
you
water
get that water. You got squirts.
Oh man, that's bad.
Man,
it's just liquid falling out your ass.
Yeah,
there's no control.
No, I'm gonna be real.
Hot
ass
water.
No control. I'm gonna be real graphic. You ever like have it so bad where it feel like it's mucus coming out of your butt?
No, I ain't had that.
I've had it. And by the way, Elsie's laughing. He had it too. It's like you wipe, but it's not regular poop. But it's like sticky. Like, did this come out of my nose or my ass?
Have you ever had?
I did wipe my ass, right?
Have you ever ate something?
It's like mucusy. Like,
have you ever ate something where you
had a booty booger?
A booty booger, nigga?
I had booty boogers.
That's what we're called.
Oh, that's new episode of the booty boogers.
Ew. Oh, man.
Yo, I'm like, yo, did my ass have the sniffles?
Ass had the suds. Oh, my
God. Oh, man. What was somebody about to say something?
Nah, you ever feel like you wasn't chewing enough and you just swallowing it? And then you, when you take a shit, you like.
Oh, it's there?
Yeah.
Have you ever? Every time I have a corn.
Yeah, yeah, when you corn, because corn doesn't digest.
I had some french fries and they.
Nigga, you shit out a whole french fry?
Yeah. You want to see it?
What?
Yes.
Those are fries. Those are fries. See? Those are fucking fries.
Let me see.
I had to take a picture.
Don't say you don't get me monetized, nigga. Don't
this nigga got French fries.
This
whole
nigga,
French fries. Who are you fucking hailing them?
Literally,
you know, they were Five Guys fries.
Oh my God,
this nigga was deep throating fries.
The Cajun drink.
Oh my God,
this nigga was eating fries like.
That's how the frost is coming out of his ass. Bro, please. Oh,
but you see their hole, like.
That nigga shitted out a medium fry.
Yeah, that's what nigga, that nigga shitted out fucking chicken fries, bro. Yeah. A 9-piece chicken fry. Doodoo fries came straight out his ass. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I had to take a picture of it for something like this.
Nigga.
Yo, it's literally fries with a poop coating.
Yeah, that's literally all it was.
A poop layer, if you will. A poop exoskeleton. That's gonna be the thumbnail. A poop skeleton. Oh my!
Poops kebabs.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Poops in a blanket.
Oh, what have we even talking about?
We're talking about 6ix9ine.
You want to talk about your president?
Oh, speaking yeah. Well, that's not about president.
Speaking of pieces of shit.
Yeah, speaking of shit. Apparently, President Trump has been impeached by Congress, right?
By the House
of Representatives. So it still has to go through the Senate or whatever. So he's been impeached by them. So that's like phase one. Yeah. But obviously, the likelihood of him actually being impeached is kind of like slim because the Senate is a lot of Republicans.
Yeah.
And he's done in 2020. So they might just be like, we're not going to impeach him now. Like, fuck, like, no point.
But he can still run in 2020. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, everybody, like, he's not out of the House yet. I don't think he's going to get out of the House. He's still our president. Mm-hmm. How it works is now it goes to Senate for them to actually vote. If he should be impeached, that is not likely because the majority of...
You need a two-thirds vote.
Yeah, the majority of the Senate is Republican, which he put more Republicans, more than anybody in history, has he put more Republicans in. So he's pretty much...
He's pretty good. He's
pretty much bulletproof right now.
Yeah, he's kind of chilling.
The only thing that's going to happen is this is just going to taint his legacy. That's it. As far as him not being our president going forward, that's just not going to happen. And we're probably going to get another 4 years out of him, to be honest with you. So, you got something to say, Mike?
You mean another 4 years out of him? What do you mean by that?
Because I think he's going to win the election going forward.
So, he can post pictures not taking credit? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we on Instagram, but we not texting back?
What happened?
Nah, I'm just fucking.
Give it a whole. Why is he out
doing it? Yeah, nah, I'm
Oh, God, no.
Man, we just really got way off topic now.
Trump's probably not going to get out of here. I mean, and then a lot of people don't realize that Pence is even worse than him. But there's
same agenda.
Yeah, same agenda, but his is more political in a sense. So, like, he'd actually get shit done the way he wants
it. Yeah, which is scary.
But I mean, even
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He knows how to maneuver and how to say shit. But the only good thing about it is, even if it did get to that point, he'd only have a year to do it, less than that. So really nothing would change, really. Like, you can't do much in a year. We saw that with the past president, with Obama. You can't really change shit in a year. You can't even do it in 4. So I don't think anything's really going to happen with Trump. I mean, it's good that we have the momentum that they are calling this nigga out on his bullshit. But, I mean, it's kind of weird that this situation that happened is what forced them to really go forward with it. But I think it's kind of like a Fed case. Like, they were just, like, building up evidence and then finally, like, enough to just push it and then put it through. So, but either way, I don't think anything's really going to happen. So,
whatever. No. I don't think. I don't think much is gonna happen. It's too much. Too many different move. It's too many different moving parts.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
City boys.
You're Cody, man. You're a city boy again now.
Stop it.
I was like, yeah, don't get yourself in trouble now.
Yeah, that's why I can't.
Don't get yourself
in
trouble now, play boy.
I can't get trouble.
You be in a whole heap of trouble now.
Yeah, squeeze the hat.
Yeah, you know how you are. What else did we have to talk about? We talked about poop for mad long. It like really threw me off.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we're usually short on the poop returns. on the poop jokes.
On getting back from the poop?
Yeah.
Did we talk about Brother Nature?
Oh,
no, I was getting to that.
Because we didn't talk about it when it happened. We kind of forgot about it.
A lot of stuff that happened because...
Yeah, there was a lot of bullshit that happened.
Yeah.
So, Brother Nature basically, he got his ass beat by some dude. by some nigga.
That nigga got beat his ass beat twice.
Yeah.
That nigga had on bootcut jeans, though.
He did.
So he was really prepared to
you
fight.
You should have known you was going to get your ass
beat. That nigga went against the warrior.
Yeah, he did.
Bootcut warrior. Yeah.
So, woof. Brother Nature was like out at some like little diner in L.A., he was by himself too. Miami?
I thought it was Miami.
Okay, Miami. He was by himself, and at first the narrative was, "Oh, he just got jumped by these dudes. Nobody really knew why." And then somebody had released a video of Brother Nature talking like wild crazy.
Yeah.
Like he was talking crazy to like the people, the staff. And then I think people they were telling them like relax.
So
like,
what first came out was a video of him getting his ass beat.
Yeah, that was it.
And this is what started it. Everybody's like, oh my God, who would do this to Brother Nature? Yeah. He's all about positivity and love because he pets giraffes and Geronimos. It's so beautiful. He's a Latin nigga with a plan.
He has dentures. He got the big ones too. I don't understand why people get those big ass fucking teeth walking around looking like a fucking horse. Like, get the fuck
looking like a little fucking donkey.
Looking like a donkey. Looking like the ass that he is.
Yeah. Like you want to fight some shit all the time.
Come here, girl. He got his ass beat, and everybody thought it was for no reason, but turns out it wasn't.
They started adding the nigga that did it, or they found in the video, and started, like, harassing him.
Yeah,
they reported him to the police and some shit.
The FBI and shit.
Yeah, Sean King was like, we gotta find this dude.
Because it was robbed to the body, and one to the head. The military was definitely involved.
So...
Military procedure.
Niggas really try to say the military. Yo,
that bow tie nigga tried to tell us
fucking
that the U.S. government, the United States government, was organized.
They shot
live ammunition rounds. Okay? At Nipsey the Hussle.
Shake's gonna turn out to give all of us.
Please, because
right here,
like we said, not taking anything away from that man, he was amazing. But the government is not getting involved with that.
Yeah,
and these niggas tried to sell us that.
Yo,
and he was dead. The fuck? What?
Yeah, these are so dumb. Them niggas are so dumb. He said, "Yo." He said because the military was doing drill exercises in L.A. a couple days earlier. That means...
Earlier in the month.
That means, yep, we murdered a famous rapper.
Yeah, they're doing military exercises on fucking Slauson.
Because if we get the military, 6 bullets is enough to kill somebody. Like, 6 bullets, though? Like, these are the people we train. Are we just wasting bullets?
Y'all niggas make me sick. They look too deep into shit that means nothing.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Shit that just means
nothing. Lose slight credibility.
Hold on.
Slight. It means a lot.
You got the army. And you gonna kill this nigga by running up on him with a fucking pistol?
With a crackhead?
A cokey boy?
These niggas don't care.
If you don't get a fucking... The same sniper you used for JFK... And keep him moving.
Yeah, if he got sniped, I would have believed it. I'd be like, yo, the government definitely did that. Like, the government only snipes. They be sniping niggas like that. They really trying to get, like, JFK, Martin Luther King.
Oh, they wanted to get him. His motherfucking head. This motherfucking head peeled back like it was a fucking.
Son, this nigga said, like cack. Like, come on.
They gave the JFK?
They did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely would hit with that. But JFK got the ding, ding. That shit was crazy. I remember the first time I seen that video. I was like, oh, God. But, damn, I don't even know what we're talking about. This podcast is off the rails.
Yeah, it's off the rails. It's off the rails.
I mean, I'm a little wavy.
I'm a little drunk.
You shouldn't be drunk.
I'm a little tired. I'm definitely that.
I'm definitely that. I don't know, what else did we have to talk about? Because this Brother Nature thing, I was a little like, he got his ass beat.
He got his ass beat.
He tried to get on Twitter, though, and act like he didn't do anything.
Yeah, like nobody helped. And everybody just for
yeah, four. They all watched me get my ass
beat. Yeah, nigga, it's a fair fight.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, it's not, fighting someone is not illegal.
No, it's not, actually. Like, well, I mean, technically, you can get an assault charge for
getting
it.
Getting your ass beat
doesn't mean anything.
It's not, like, I can't say, especially when you deserved to get your ass beat.
Exactly.
Nobody's coming to rescue you, Nature, Mr. Nature.
Nature boy. Oh, man. And then he tried to act like, and then he was like in a video with his boy, like after
yeah,
that.
The next day.
Like, nigga, where the fuck was
this
guy?
Yeah, where the fuck was this where nigga?
This nigga tatted all up on his face and shit. Like, where are you?
This motherfucker.
Where your ass is at?
McGilla gorilla ass nigga. Where the fuck was you at when this nigga was getting hands and feet put on?
Literally. His ass beat.
Oh, his little ass whooped.
Gosh. Twitter niggas make me
Yeah. Yeah, just.
Cloud chasers are annoying. Don't be that. Do we want to talk about sports?
Yeah, we haven't talked about sports in a while.
You know what? We definitely need to talk about sports because the fuck-ass Eagles play the fuck-ass Cowboys this week. We're both 7-7, and it really means absolutely the fuck nothing.
They're calling it the shit bowl.
It is. This is the pooper bowl.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we play these niggas. We're at home. Dak is banged up. I feel like we're going to win. And it just doesn't.
No. Before we get to all that, Corey.
Don't even.
No. I would like to formally on this podcast state, fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
You lost me 100 smackaroos on this goddamn Cowboys game. I remember. Okay, guys. These niggas bet on games. Okay, because they're degenerate gamblers. I don't do this.
I won't say degenerate, but...
Yeah, the niggas gamble on games, and they deal in sex trafficking. So...
Shout out Man C.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, they do that. They gamble. And it's like, it looked like it was getting profitable for them. Like,
no, it really was.
It was looking promising.
Like, yo.
I put 100 on it.
Let me pause you right there.
I put 100.
You in your mind agreed with the bet that... That was
you knew it was foolish.
Because you knew, like, yo, they're not about to beat
bulletproof.
Like, nigga, that shit was bulletproof. So, look.
No, it wasn't, nigga, because the nigga got shot and died.
Now, I was at work watching the game, right?
Yeah.
So, and obviously.
Talking about Rams?
Yeah. Okay. So, obviously, the Cowboys are my favorite team.
Yeah.
So, usually, if a team, no matter how bad the team is, if a team can run the ball, they're beating the Cowboys. Because the defensive line just stinks, right? So, then, I'm looking at Todd Gurley. He's getting like, he averages 1 yard a carry. I'm like, what?
Bro.
Yeah. And then we score. Mm. Dak throws a dime to win. I'm like, all right. Yeah. All right, still early. First quarter.
That shit one hand.
Yeah, right? He did.
That shook me.
Yeah.
To the core.
Yeah. And then they score. So I'm like, all right, like reality set in, like, you know. And then we score again.
14-0. Or no, it was 14-7, right?
Yeah, 14-7.
Yeah.
Tavon Austin scored.
Yeah, wide open. 16.8 yards of separation, the most of a touchdown this season.
Yes.
You hate to see it. I knew it was done. I knew it was over right there.
Then Zeke scored.
Yeah.
Then they throw an interception.
Damn, you good, bro?
No, I fell asleep just then. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, he threw an interception. And then, nigga slapped fucking tin cans and shit.
Nigga, I fell asleep just now.
But yeah, then they scored.
And then Zeke scored again.
So it was just it was a shit show, right?
It really was.
Now, mind you, I had a 5-team parlay.
We had the same parlay.
Same
parlay. Fuck all that parlay. I just watching the score climb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking bro.
The thing that made this game so important is the fact that it was the last game
in the parlay.
All right, so when you bet, right, you can either bet. There's a thousand ways you can bet. You can do money line, you can do point spread, you can do I bet this player gets this many yards, scores this many points, da 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 da. So what we had done was mostly money line, so basically just betting on who would win the game.
Yeah, you just have to win. It doesn't matter how much, you just win.
Doesn't matter on the spread how many points they won by, you just have to win. So since the Patriots at Cincinnati, got it. Seahawks at the Carolina Panthers, they covered the spread, got it. The Eagles played the Redskins, got money it. Line, all they had to do was win, got it. Denver Broncos at Kansas City Chiefs, bet on the Chiefs, money line, got it. Last game of the night.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm chilling, bro. Yeah, I'm good. Because I bet 100 and I could have won. Me personally, I could have won 629.
Okay.
629, because you might have bet a little different than I
did. Yeah, I bet a little different because I put 100, I was going to win 900.
Yeah. So you probably had a different, you might have put a spread on one of those other games.
Yeah.
So the last game was the Rams and the Cowboys. All they had to do was win. They were the only thing between me and $629. Christmas money.
And they were favored to win.
They were.
So it's like,
so we're like, yo, this is bulletproof. We good. We chilling. This should be it.
It was an upset, literally.
And it was just the fuck. The Rams got rammed.
Reamed.
They got reamed.
It was so bad. And we just ended up losing our money. And
just lost our money.
So now we have to try to figure out another fucking shit.
All right, Mike, give me one more shot.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, because I'm definitely putting a parlay together.
No, we already put the parlay together. Yeah,
I mean, I didn't put mine in yet, but I'm gonna do it. We're gonna get another parlay and we're gonna try this again.
Yeah, so
if you want to bet with us, let us know.
We'll add
you to the group chat. Maybe we'll make one on Twitter or something. But we'll try to get y'all in this parlay too, because that was a fluke.
I'm not even trying to get. I literally make money with this, and like, and I'm not trying to like brag or nothing. I'm getting better every week because I'm talking to people that actually bet, and I'm learning little tips.
Exactly.
So it's just like I follow an Instagram page, and all their pages is dedicated to. It's like helping you with your bets.
Yeah.
So like a lot of my parlays are the things that I find from them.
Yeah.
So I got another parlay this week, and if Philly can win. Christmas is gonna be good to the litmus, nigga. All Philly has to do is win, because everything else is bulletproof. Yeah. All Philly has
to do.
You
know how many times you said that this year?
Well, I said it once this year.
I know. Like, all Philly has to do is win.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 50-50 on it. Yeah. Literally. So.
And if the only thing I'm scared of with the Philly game, the only thing I'm scared of with the Philly game is, like, obviously the weather is home field advantage for y'all because it's December. It's going to be 50 degrees on Sunday.
Really?
Clear skies, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, fuck. Like, that's not good.
Did it even snow today?
No.
It did. Today,
I mean, well, the whiteout, I don't even think
it's – I don't know about that because
– Well, yeah, it is supposed to be 50 on Sunday. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, clear skies. Yeah. Like, whoa.
So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be –
And we don't play at 8. We play at fucking 4, so
– They might get flexed.
Yeah, but
well, actually, not. It's too late. It's too late now.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't care what happens. Obviously, at this point, I played the draft pick. But to me, it doesn't matter because I feel like we should be trading up no matter what. No matter what happens, if we make it to the playoffs, it doesn't matter. Trade up. We need to have a mid to early first round pick, and we have to make it happen because we just need young talent.
If you lose out, I was looking at something. If you lose out, you could be like right on the cusp of a top 10 pick. Like you'd just be like on the outside looking at if either team loses out.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Trade up. It shouldn't matter. I mean, we got to do what we have to do because we have a solid team.
What?
We're on camera, Mike.
I'm tired. All
right, we're almost done. Fuck.
No.
But yeah, we have a solid team. We just gotta get little pieces.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You're the worst.
Long day. I'm the worst.
Man, you are the worst.
I'll be right.
Yeah. So as long as we get those little pieces together, trade up, we should be fine.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's the offense. It's the offense.
It's the drafting.
It is the draft.
So you saying us need to go up and draft up? Because we don't pick these niggas well.
No, we don't.
Let's look. Can we go through our last draft pick? Let's go through our draft picks.
Your first round draft pick this year is playing.
Yeah, because it's the first round. I mean, those are like no brainers.
Okay.
Really? Because like when you do first rounders, that's kind of like. If them niggas can't contribute, then you're fucking like
you're wild.
Handicapped.
Yeah.
So let's look at the draft picks.
Let's see. Well, last few years, 2017,
Derrick Miles Sanders, that's worked out really well.
2017,
Miles Sanders is working. I will give us that.
We told you that nigga was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry I have doubts about the nigga who led the league in fumbles. All right. That does count, nigga.
So, 2017, so we had Derek Barnett, Sidney Jones, Rasul, Mack gone, Donald Pumphrey gone, Shelton Gibson gone, Nathan Jerry, he actually plays, Elijah Quarles gone.
Half them niggas either suck or aren't playing.
Yeah.
Y'all, I feel like
Nathan Jerry isn't bad though. He's just
not good.
He's just he's literally just okay. He's like it's not enough to make us better, but it's not enough to make us actually.
He's a placeholder nigga. Like okay.
He's always gonna have a job.
Nathan Jerry, okay. Sidney Jones fucking stinks. Mac Hollins, we cut that nigga. Rasul Douglas, he stinks.
Did y'all see the touchdown, the first touchdown that the Redskins had? What was
Terry?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Niggas were out of place. You can't be out of place against a player that fast.
Who was, what you call it? Who's guarding? Who's the corner?
Avante?
Nah, the other corner.
Darby?
Yeah, no, the one that he hates.
Mills?
Yeah.
I was about to say, we hate all these niggas. Yeah, but I don't even know how to name. What is Jalen
doing on that?
Nothing. Nothing.
He trying to get. He say, "Vote for me for the
pro." Yes.
No.
Yo. I was like, "You motherfucker! Like, hey, yo, you got on Rihanna's internet.
Yeah, you just got here. You
asking
just
for
started
Pro Bowl votes.
You just started
you
playing.
Piece of shit.
You had two
really?
Good games,
nigga.
And you want to be a
really?
Pro Bowler, nigga? You always got to do that for 16 games, right?
You can't play all year. No. When you do play, you stink.
Exactly.
You had two good games.
2018, we had Dallas Goedert, Avante Maddox, Josh Sweat, Matt Pryor, Jordan Mailata. Dallas Goedert actually plays.
Nah, he's actually good too.
He's he pisses.
I'm not about to say
he's
good.
Nah, fuck off.
I'm not about to say that.
He pisses me off. He's
he
good.
He makes too
he's
many
good,
like
but when he's open. I hate it.
But when he's bad, he's terrible.
Like
Avante Maddox,
he has potential.
That nigga's nice. He just has to get through these injuries. He as long as he can stay healthy, he can be really good in this league.
Like the only two corners that we have that I haven't given up on completely yet is Avante Maddox and Cravon LeBlanc.
What about Darby?
I agree.
Huh?
Darby.
What about Darby?
Darby can
He can fuck off.
He can
really?
Go. He can fuck off.
Yes.
He can go.
He's bad.
All right.
I think he's awful.
Josh Sweat. He gets solid rotation as a defensive end, but he tore his ACL, I think, his rookie year. So he hasn't really been the same. He's just out on the field running around at this point, basically.
Getting cardio.
Yeah, getting cardio. Because he doesn't get to the quarterback. Matt Pryor, he is our backup offensive lineman. He's actually good. It's just that the people in front of him are better. So he's going to play eventually. And then Jordan Mailata took a risk. He's literally a rugby player from Australia or New Zealand. He's just big as fuck. So nobody knows. Last season, Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders, J.C. Arcega-Whiteside, Sharif Miller, Clayton Thorson.
Is Clayton on the team still?
I don't know. He's a quarterback. I think he's probably a practice player.
Yeah, so no.
Sharif Miller, he's a defensive end. He doesn't play. I don't even know if he's on the team still.
So you got
those three, but those three, Andre Miller, Miles Sanders, and Arcega-Whiteside.
They're all starters right now.
Dillard gets in the game because Jason Peters gets hurt so much.
Yeah, and when he's not hurt, he's literally stinking it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, bro, he just got retired.
And Dillard's issue is if he could play the right side, he would be playing more, but he can't. And Big V can play both sides. Yeah, he's just mediocre. He's not like amazing, but he's one of those rare players who it doesn't matter what side he's on. He's going to do the same thing on both sides. So it's like he's better than
Dillard. If I was Doug, I would consider benching Jason Peters because, like...
It's hard to say.
He's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, if you bench Jason Peters, is the person that's going to be behind him be any better?
Yeah.
And Jason Peters is a leader. He knows what he's doing. So even when he fucks up, he can kind of make up for it sometimes. Yeah. He's just big and old.
But at this point, Jason Peters is washed, man. Yeah.
Nah, it's bad.
It's really bad. It's getting really, really bad. So, I mean, if we're going to make that step anyway, which we have to do, when this nigga decides he's really tired of breaking down and coming back for us.
Yeah.
Or God forbid, he really breaks down, something happens to him or whatever. But you know what I mean? He's still going to have to, like, deal with these issues for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, just, I think, we may think he might come back or whatever.
Mm.
But if he's not, and we don't think he is, let's put the new person out there anyway. It's not... The extra time isn't going to hurt them, I think.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Like, lingering, trying to hold on to whatever last dregs of Jason Peters, just because we don't know if anybody's proven yet when we have at least a few decent candidates.
Yeah.
To like, you know.
Make something happen.
It's,
I mean, I think we have a solid team still.
Oh no, yeah.
So
injuries is what crippled this team.
Yeah,
1,000%.
Literally, the whole offense got hurt. So
the whole offense, a lot of the defense got hurt.
I think Carson's the only person. Carson and Jason Kelce and Zach Ertz, I think, are the only players who didn't miss a game, and maybe Dallas Goedert. Those are the only ones that didn't miss anything. But Peters was out before.
Malcolm Jenkins, he not hurt.
Well, I mean, on the offensive side.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, defense goes, you know, they've been able to stay healthy for the most part. But the offense, all of our receivers got hurt. Miles Sanders got hurt already before. Yeah. Jordan Howard.
He's out.
He's out.
Is he playing this week?
I don't know yet. Jay Ajayi, they said they're actually saving him for the playoffs. I believe. Yeah, not sure why, but what? Yeah.
You're trying to get in, like.
Q, what the fuck is that?
Just read it.
Okay, all right. Q wants us to read something because I. What? All right. Meaning of rainbow kiss. This is somebody that Googled this. And I quote, rainbow kiss.
Where did this come from?
Noun.
Facebook.
A sexual act when a man performs oral sex on a woman during her time of the month and holds her fluids in his mouth. The girl simultaneously performs oral sex on the man and holds his fluids in her mouth. They then kiss open mouths, mixing fluids together. That sounds like how AIDS started. Yeah. Why would you send me that? That is an STD.
My baby, please.
Oh my god.
That's exactly. What the fuck?
Literally scrolls through
Facebook. Pretty sure that's how he started.
That's rainbow kiss.
That was a.
Holding her fluids in his mouth, the girl simultaneously. Y'all throwing big words at me and shit.
Yeah.
Performs oral sex on the man and holds his fluids in her mouth, then they kiss simultaneously. Or kiss open mouth, mixing fluids together.
Oh, that is disgusting.
That is fucking nasty.
That's when the early stages.
Why are you mixing blood and semen? That's like mixing mayonnaise and ketchup. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, mayonnaise and ketchup.
I'm saying niggas actually do that. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Mayo chup.
And you're nasty.
Homemade mayo chup.
Ketchup like mayonnaise. Lil Wayne said ketchup like mayonnaise. That is the nastiest shit I've ever heard. And I wish you didn't send it to us.
Yeah.
You could have kept that to yourself.
No, I read it.
But back to sports. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah. You think you guys are going to win on Sunday, Mike?
I can answer that. I'm 95% sure
we're going to win. Yeah, we are.
And we're home, and we're gonna bring out the black jerseys on y'all niggas.
I'm tired of wearing the blue jerseys.
Y'all gonna pull up wearing them dusty ass white jerseys.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Dak is gonna have KT tape all on his shoulder.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
This nigga, he
didn't even practice today.
You know who's dumb on your team? Amari Cooper.
Yeah, why would you say that?
This nigga.
I don't get why he would say
said that. To a reporter.
Say it.
I knew Dak was hurt because he told Michael Gallup that no matter what, he wasn't throwing the RPO. He was going to hand it off. It didn't matter. And this was late in the game, I assume, right?
Yeah.
When did he get hurt? Because it was a play.
He got hurt on the sixth play of the game.
He got tackled hard, too.
Yeah. You saw the play, right?
Yeah, I saw it. He said, no matter what, if it's an RPO, I'm handing it off. So if you're Amari Cooper, you already don't talk.
Yeah.
So why would you tell somebody that?
Florida nigga strike again.
Yeah, so now so now they see that. So they're like, James. Damn, like you're actually hurt. So I mean,
he didn't even practice today.
No, he didn't. So but he's Dak, he's smart. I mean, I have to give him his credit. He's been having a great year. So him missing one day of practice probably really doesn't mean much
if he
wasn't hurt. Yeah. But since he's hurt, man, I don't know. He's gonna play no matter what. That nigga will go out there with one leg. I'll give it to him. He's tough. he go out there, it doesn't matter. But his performance is definitely going to be hindered.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I mean.
Like, if I was the Eagles, I would literally.
Oh, say, nigga, we're blitzing.
No, yes.
Oh, we're blitzing. Jim Schwartz better. If you don't fucking pull that cork out your ass and start blitzing some niggas, please.
Engage ain't the first
throw Nigel. Throw, if Nigel Bradham isn't blitzing, bro, I swear.
Give him his gun back.
God, give him the strap back. Let him go on the field with the toolie under the quad pad.
Yeah, literally.
Please, like, that nigga's crazy. But yeah, we got to blitz. We have to set the tune. We can't sit back and watch. All right, what are they going to do? No, attack them niggas. Make Zeke look stupid like how he does when he plays bad. When Zeke plays bad, the whole team's bad.
Yeah. So, like, did you see him on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that explosiveness since rookie year. The nigga was
eating and everything.
Yeah, him and Tony. Yeah, they both had 100 yards.
Yeah, so when Zeke plays bad, when you can bottle him up, it just makes that team very one-dimensional, even though they should be one-dimensional anyway. Dallas, run the ball more, you fucking dummies. But it is what it is. So it should be interesting, but I think we're going to win. So
going into it, this is a playoff game, like, in all seriousness. Zeke should have about 25 carries. Tony should have about 8 to 10. If the running game is not working early on, just keep running it until it does work. I mean, that's just the game plan for me. Simple as that. You want to talk about the Sixers?
We suck. That's it.
How you feel, Mike? Because you and I watched. I watched from the second quarter on. You watched the whole game. So what was your thoughts on tonight's game? Because they lost to the Heat.
We're going to wrap this up soon.
No. As far as the Sixers go, I'm going to say what it's always been.
I got to
go. Yeah, he's got to go. I think I've had enough of him.
It's like I told you earlier, I see the dude that said he was talking about it was Flemlo Raps on YouTube. He was like,
mm-hmm.
He was like, basically, like the Cowboys, they have a sports car, and they have somebody who only is used to driving 97 Honda Civics driving the sports car, right? So you got all this firepower, and you ain't driving it right. That's what's going on with the Sixers. We have Brett Brown with all his firepower, and niggas just aren't driving it right. There's no way a team that has Joel Embiid should get stopped by a 2-3 zone.
And it's crazy because he comes across as like the Jason Garrett of the NBA. You can just tell he just doesn't really like. And it's crazy because, like, and again, like, I'm no savant when it comes to basketball, but, like,
yeah, we know.
I could just see that. Well, I mean, my prediction about this team is coming to fruition, but it's just like when they started,
our first home loss.
Nah, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, when the Heat started running the 2-3 zone, everybody just looked confused. And I just feel like, as a coach, your team should never be confused
about
terms of that.
It's true, especially when you coach under Pop. But
yeah, exactly. You come from the Pop tree.
Yeah. But it is what it is, I guess. I mean, first home loss, that one. I mean, we're the last team that was unbeaten at home, so that's pretty cool, I guess. But obviously, we should have. And I wanted it more because it was the Heat. I can't stand them niggas. I mean,
you're probably going to play them in the playoffs.
We're going to end up playing them. It could be a first-round matchup depending on how good or bad we are or they are.
Yeah, because they got the number one record in the East.
So that's more than likely not going to be in the first round. But because I highly doubt we're going to be a 4-5.
I think you'd be at worst 3.
Yeah, and it ain't going to be no 1-8.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting, I guess, the rest of the season. These niggas just have to wake up and stop playing so lazy. Al Horford, I need you in Celtics form because you made shots against us that you shouldn't have made, but now that you're in a Sixers uniform, you miss everything. And I just don't.
You should have tied the game up.
Exactly.
You didn't tie it.
Man, whatever. We should have been winning anyway. So
yeah.
But I think that's all we have. We're not gonna drag this on any longer. I think we're at a good spot. Niggas is falling asleep on camera.
Hey man, yo,
we don't want to put y'all to sleep too.
Hey, bro. I'm tired, my niggas.
Yeah, I mean, it was a late one because we tried to set the mic up. I got off work late, tired, so you know, man, it is what
I'm
it is.
Sorry.
But that has been another episode. Right. Yeah, you'll be all right. It has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. You know where to find us, www.ntspodcast.com. If you're watching us on YouTube, definitely make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at NTSPod, Instagram, Not That Serious Pod. And you know all of our social media handles. If you don't by now, it's not that hard to find. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel. But again, this has been episode 91. It's LZ. Anybody's next. It doesn't matter.
Your boy Corey.
Yeah.
Big Mike.
Catch y'all niggas on the flip side.
I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah, nah, bro. Nigga, we know. It's all right.
I'm sorry, bro. Yeah. Hey,
man. Eat your Wheaties in the morning or something.
Nigga, I'm about to go home and jerk it.
We didn't even talk about our weeks.
We can talk about them now. I've been jerking it all week.
All right, we're done. Yeah, yeah. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been jerking it all week. Next. I beat my cock. Next. Huh?